Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks. Woo!
Question mark.
Glad to have you all back as listeners. Thank you for all the wonderful feedback and input that you all are giving. Keep it coming. We need it. Got my dating sucks crew with me today. By the way, I am your man, Big B. If I didn't say that before, you don't know that. The crew today is Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, mis amigos y amigas. ¿Cómo estás? Hi.
Bien, y tú.
Back from his award tour with Muhammad is Man, Diego.
Hey, everyone. I'm a kinder, gentler, softer guy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I don't even know what to do with that.
Oh, gosh.
And it's at this time I would like everyone to rise to your feet. Remove your hats. Place your hands over your hearts. And all hail the queen.
Ayo, we back in the building. It's a DS crew. Apparently, we acted up last time and... Hey, but thanks for listening, though.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we still help somebody.
Hopefully you still fell in love. Hopefully you learned to bring a little humor into your relationship.
Right.
Stop all that fussing and fighting.
I don't know. I forgot.
That's kind of what sort of.
Right, yeah, sort of. Was it? We talked about Valentine's Day and how people try to get ghosts on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
That was romantic.
Ooh.
It happens, though.
It does. You know. Hopefully it won't happen to you.
But Side Chick Day was the 15th, and I'm sure a lot of side chicks made out like bandits. Sometimes it pays to wait.
You know what? Not.
If that's your mission in life, you know, hey. All right, so I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to put a band on Diego. No whores.
No whores talk.
No whores on this episode. Let's just no whores, no hoes, because that's one and the same. So let's see if you can come up with something else.
Okay. Jezebels.
Jezebel. It's Jezebel.
Jezebel?
Yeah. Jezebel.
I told you I'm being kinder and softer, so I'm going there with Jezebels.
Oh, boy.
Well,
jazzy.
I mean, they sing
jazz. I feel
jazz.
Vindicated for my pasture now.
Right, okay. Yes. I'm like, they sing and they sleep with people.
Jazz
standards.
Exactly. Jazz bells are the ones that come in
with jazz hands, yeah. Okay. Hands are free, ready to rub.
Uh-oh. All right. Oh, man. All right. Okay. Let's get this party started, people. This was a question we asked on the In Deep show. So we thought we would ask you guys, and I forgot to post it on the Facebook page, so I will do so tomorrow. So when I do, please feel free to go over there if you want to answer. That'd be dope. Okay, so Diego and Sonia, just because you slept with someone, does it automatically count them out as a platonic friend?
Well, you want to take that one?
I was going to say the laugh and the look around.
I mean, I say no because I have platonic friends that I have slept with.
Uh-oh.
But it just didn't work out, and then we're friends. What's wrong with that? I don't know. What is wrong? There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. I mean, we have to really know that it's over. Like, if it's over, it's over.
Right.
But sometimes you're better as friends than you are as, you know, as lovers or in a relationship. So
let me reword it. So if you're with your man, and
I was gonna say, can he answer it first before you reword?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Put your big might, B curveball on
I'm
it.
I'm not putting the curveball.
No pause.
I'm not putting the curveball on it. But if you're out with your man or whatever, and you say, oh, that's my friend, whatever, and he says, are y'all platonic friends?
Yeah. And I say, yeah, now we are.
And that's the part, that's the hiccup I was looking for.
You know, what B says, it does have something, some merit to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with if you smash with someone.
Look at him picking up new words.
I know, right? I'm coming hip now. And, you know, as you smash with someone and you guys became friends afterwards because, you know, you figured you just didn't work out. But, as Big B said, if I, you know, if we happen to meet, you gotta clue me in there. Well, we did have a moment at one time. I'm like, okay, which is fine until we get married.
Oh, Lord.
Now, once we get married, yeah, that's it. Cut. Anybody who's been between my wife's legs is automatically cut from the roster. Friends or no friends.
And vice versa. Or as they say, vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. You know, I mean, anyone, you can be friends, but up until we're married, anyone's been between your legs, sucking your titty. Oh,
so Lord. Basically, you're going to know me and Sonia. That's the only two people you want to know.
That's the only people.
That's pretty much it.
You guys have ruled out.
Those are good friends to have. We are good friends to have.
It's just going to be me and her.
That's it.
And that's just the way it has to be because even though y'all are friends and y'all cool now.
Move to Fargo.
He knows somebody there, I'm sure.
That bitch cold.
Just saying. I'm sure we had a meeting there at some point.
So other than that, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to say, hey, I mean, y'all have good friends, it was nice, but hey, once you be between my woman's legs, you're automatically out. So
what if she was above the belt? I mean, he was above the belt. Does that count?
No, not even above the belt. I mean, if you smash, I mean, you just sucked a titty. I don't want to see no dude talking about knowing that you gonna suck my wife's titty and shit.
You said in between her thighs.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, put it this way, if you have been on her body part, if your mouth,
if you've seen her
or
naked,
your dick
you
has been him. Part of her body or oh, it or has penetrated any orifice on her,
all right.
You are automatically deleted from once I get married to her. Now, while we're dating, hey, I can't tell you what to do with your friends, but once you're my woman, oh, I'm sorry. Y'all are cool and everything like that, but you're going to have to cancel him out.
Mm. I feel like that's so drastic.
I don't know. I have to agree.
No, because the bottom line, I don't want to walk into any situation knowing a nigga that had been between my woman's legs.
But what if they haven't been between your woman's legs in like 20 years?
I don't care. He still know what the cootie cat is. He still know what the pussy is.
And
you know, she
brought
done
herself
his dick.
All the way back down.
Yeah. And the fact that he must suck it, she done sucked the cootie his dick. Cat.
All right. Since you put it like that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you want to walk in knowing that your man that ate that woman's pussy.
Well, that's true.
That'd exactly. Think about that. Because every time you think about it, like, oh, they friends now, but you know he ate her pussy.
Yeah. All right.
Why do you keep
licking
your lips every time you see her?
Uh-huh. That's going to be in your mind, yeah. No matter how many times you say, oh, they're friends, they're cool and everything, but in the back of your mind be going, did he really enjoy eating her pussy? And you know he did some nasty things to her.
That's true.
And she knows there's some nasty things to her. What if she ate his ass? Now you're going to sit there thinking to yourself that, damn, she probably ate his ass.
Damn, how'd we get here?
And now she got...
Now you got ass mouth. Right, you got the eat ass face. And every time I see this nigga, I'm thinking about you, that my woman that ate your ass. No, I don't want to fucking see you.
Yeah. No, I get it. Since you put it that way.
See, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, see?
So I guess no?
I say if you're married. If you're dating, it's cool. But if you're married,
no. No, okay.
Okay, help me to understand the difference. Just because now we've said, you know, vows and I have a ring. What is the difference between, you know, like we just cool, like we hanging out, we dating, versus now I have a ring?
The difference is this. Because we're just hanging out, we're cool, we're just dating. That means I might not see you no more. So I can't tell you that, okay, you need to cut your friend back, because hell, we might only last for about a hot second. So I can't tell you what to, who to cut back. But once I can commit to you and you're my wife, oh, that's it. There's a big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference. There's a big difference.
Once you were my wife, no, you can't be friends with him. So I can't tell you what to do or who to talk to when you're just dating, because we might last a month. I might tell you, oh, I don't want to see him. Then next thing you know, we over, you done cut your friend back, now you mad, and everything like that. But once I put a ring on your hand and we're married, I'm sorry, you got to cut him back. Okay. Get some new friends.
Now, is it something that has to be, like, done, like, or is it something that should have transpired over time? Like, you know, as y'all got closer and closer to the point of marriage, they should have been edged out the game already.
However you decide to do it, you could be to that 0 hour and say, hey.
So the person needs to go to the person and say, listen.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You should just do a Facebook blast.
No, I mean, not a Facebook blast.
She's putting on her gown. No, I mean, she's sitting out fast text.
Because to me, the ultimate, it's over, is silence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are going to take...
Why are you going to tell somebody?
She came and told me that shit because she really wanted me and shit. Like, she ain't even doing it because she wants to. Her man telling her to do that shit.
I don't give a shit how she does or how he feels. But the bottom line, you call my wife or text my wife again, it's going to be a misunderstanding. It's going to be some flower singing. I mean, you know, slow singing and flower bringing. Because the bottom line, I told you, and I don't play. I told you, hey, cut him back. If you don't cut him back...
Then what? Okay. So I feel like we've had this conversation before on the last show. But so since, let's say one person she forgot and y'all out and it's like, oh, snap, I forgot to tell John that
I'm married.
Yeah, we're not cool anymore.
That's the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
Then we remember to go through the Rolodex
right,
of exes.
That's what I'm saying. You forgot to tell John. Now you see John, you know, on the big, huge, there's like a trip with everybody, you know, and John just happened to be there and like, you know, whatever. And his wife.
Right.
But you know, y'all weren't together when, you know, of course, when John was married. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, what if you forgot to tell him?
And we could sit there and tell him together. It was good meeting you, John.
What do you mean?
Well, you said we're going to be out and we run into John. So we're going to say we could tell John together. All right, John. Well, it's nice. But yeah, no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because the thing about it is, because you could ask John and say, John, well, how do you feel that, you know, ask his wife, how do you feel that, you know, him and my wife used to smash? And I guarantee she's not going to like it too much either. So she'll be fine with what John
Damn,
and my
loose
wife
lips
put in the
back. Sink shit.
Well, loose lips going to sink this ship. Bubbly, 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 bubbly. Ship going down.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
That's just the way it is.
All right. Okay.
Well, what if you don't even kind of like run in the same circles? What if your exes are all like on the West Coast and you're not even going to run into them? Do you have to say anything?
Well, no, you don't. But what if they call you? What if they texting you and calling you? You still got to tell them.
Hey, I'm getting married.
But that's different because they're reaching out.
Right.
At that point, you say, hey, listen, you know, blah, 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 out of respect for my situation, you know.
I thought you said they're friends. So to me, friends means that you're in a constant contact with that person. You see them on a semi-regular basis.
I'm actually friends with people that I don't see every day or I don't talk to them every day, but they may randomly call me out of the blue or they may text me out of the blue. you know, or I might vice versa. I mean, text them or reach out to them. I don't know.
You start diving into the word friend. I mean, sometimes a person can be, you know, a friend. Oh, this is somebody I'm cool with. And it's not enough energy to go and do all of that.
Because right. Then you're going to look crazy.
And then if I bump into you, I'll handle that when we cross that bridge.
When I look at the word friends and say, I say, well, someone that you see on a semi kind of sort of regular basis. And I'm not talking about those ancillary people.
That you need to cut. That's something you need to cut
that's
the fuck
what I'm
off.
Saying. I'm talking about people that you might bump into like 2-3 years from now. No, I'm not going to.
It's still a fluid situation. Right, right. So, yeah, you would have to put
it. Yeah, I'm talking about somebody that have a constant contact with you or someone like that. I'm not talking about people that you know from years and so-and-so just happened to call you. Oh, yeah, you know, because you'll tell them, hey, you know, I'm married and everything like that. And then hopefully they'll get the message that, hey, you know, that's cool, and they fade into the woodwork. But I'm just saying someone that you see or talk to on a semi-regular basis that you'll let them know, hey, you know, we had our moment, but the moment is gone. Ain't no such thing as we're friends or we're good friends.
The thrill is gone.
It's gone. It's over. Because I always look at it like this. If I'm married to you, and any time or energy or thought you're putting into someone else is taken away from me.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right, damn. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on.
And I'm petty.
You are Petty Murphy.
Petty LaBelle.
Okay. So let me see. So I'm going to ask this question to Sonya first.
Okay.
And then you guys can chime in on the back end.
Okay.
If you arrive first at a restaurant, do you sit with your back against the wall? Or take the chair facing the wall.
I like to face the door. Okay, so depends on where the chair is situated. I like to look at the door. If I come by myself, but I know when I'm with.
No, if you arrive first.
Arrive first.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're expecting someone to come.
Right.
Later.
Yes.
Okay. So like your date. So you get there. You happen to get there 10 minutes before your date or 5 minutes before your date. And you arrive first. Do you take the seat on the wall, or do you take the seat, you know, facing the wall?
I take the seat, I guess, facing the wall, like facing the door. Like, I want to see him coming in. Or I want
to. So you put your back to the wall?
Yes. Right. Yes. Put my back to the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So then I can ask the gentleman. So if you come in and her back is, you know, she's sitting with her back up on the wall. Back up on the wall. Is this like a singing show? We're going to do this the whole show? I feel like this is going to happen. So you come in the restaurant and her back is on the wall. Would you ask her to switch seats with you?
If I can't see the TV, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You know, I guess it's that old adage of the whole,
Do you?
I don't know if it's that important.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to tell you, hey, you need to sit over here.
Uh-huh.
Daddy need to have the room. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to protect you, protect me. Yeah. I need to survey the room, and I can't do it with my back against the wall. So, no, you're going to have to sit over here. And switch seats.
That's I was going to say that.
You mean your back facing the door,
right?
Yeah, back.
That's a big thing in our thing.
Because to me, when I'm out with a female, it's my job to protect a woman. Mm-hmm.
Woman.
Yeah.
You know, girl. Yeah.
So how much protecting are you doing when the dude comes to the door shooting, and her back is to the door?
Well, it depends.
She's soaking all them bullets up. That's going
to
hit you.
Well, all it depends on how much I like her. I might have to use her as a shield.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna
grab her to get down, or I'm going to usher her out, or see things. Because a lot of times, because I'm not a drinker, and so I'm always constantly scanning and looking and everything like that. Where most people are kind of caught up with the drinks, and I mean, and just the fun of the atmosphere and everything like that. And I'm constantly watching people all the time. I look at it as my job to protect the person that I'm with, and so if something happens, I want to be able to react. To take her out of harm's way.
See, I can dig that more in the roaring 30s where people will just come in gangbusters and...
Or if you
rape with him and his cousin or something. And, I mean, but...
I'm saying if we go to a black venue. But generally, I don't worry about that when we're going to a white place. But, you know, in a black venue, I kind of worry about that.
No, thank you, man.
Any place you go to where they have
Crazy is everywhere.
Any place you go to, they have a cop standing at the door. I'm a little nervous. can just call it PG County. But
that's not nice.
Hey, it is what it is.
You had white people fighting on a cruise, so that shit can pop off at any time. Well, but that's not the question.
I said restaurants, and like I say, most venues that I've been to, when a cop is there. But like I say, I like
step
to
your game up.
Right, I just say I like to stay. I have my.
You mean any restaurant that has a sign posted that we don't split checks?
Well, isn't that PG County?
Exactly.
Y'all bad.
You know what? So. Okay, so did you answer? Would you ask her to switch seats?
No.
I know he said he would. Would you?
To me, honestly, it would be more of a comfort thing and more than a necessity. I mean, I understand the meaning behind it, mm-hmm. and it's more of a comfort thing. Because if that seat with my back to the wall, you know, I'm 6'8". If I'm balled up in that corner and... You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, because sometimes that back seat is a bench, mm-hmm. so you can't adjust it.
Right.
So, yeah, give me that loose seat where I can slide it away and accommodate the falupa and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The bench? What bench are you talking about?
Like, usually the seat to the wall is a bench, like a fixed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, and the table is all up on me, you know. Right. So I need that loose seat.
Right.
You know, so I just don't think... I don't go to places, and of course we all don't know what can pop off, but mm-hmm. I don't frequent places where it's all that live anyway, so
let's just
have a meal and get the fuck out of here.
Well, that was a question. Actually, I was at a spot in PG County, and I mean, nothing was popping off there, but I just happened to observe a, like what looked like a date. And maybe even a first date, I wasn't really sure, but she got there first and she sat with her back against the wall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were initially we assumed so she could probably see the door.
Right.
But then I thought, okay, so when he comes in, are you going to either, you know, ask him, is he okay, you know, sitting in that chair? Because we know, like, seriously, we know a lot of guys don't like having their back, mm-hmm. you know, to the door. Right. And I mean, and I understand what B is saying, you know, space wise. But normally guys don't like having their back to the door. Mm-hmm. So I was curious. I was like, is she going to get up and ask him, or is she going to get up and like switch or whatever? Is he going to ask her to switch, you know, whatever. But so I was thinking about it from my perspective. If I got there first, I definitely would take that seat against the wall only so I could see the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody, you know, him being like, right, like walking up on me, I would want to be able to see him coming
right.
in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought, okay, well, once he arrives, I would say, you know, are you okay sitting here or do you want to switch seats? Mm-hmm. You know, especially, well, even if I had a drink, because, you know, I wouldn't order stuff, you know, before he got there, like food wise. But, you know, I would ask him, like, do you want to switch seats? And if he said, you know, yeah, I'd be cool. I would be fine with switching seats. And if he said no, I'd be okay with that too.
Did they switch seats?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
You know, he sat there, but I don't know if it was, I mean, they were, and granted, they were probably on the younger side. They were probably in their 20s. So, I mean, that may have not even have been a thought in their head, because at some point during the meal, they broke out their phones and they weren't even talking to each other, and they were on were on their phones.
That was a bad first date.
Right. So I was like, ooh, first of all, that's not a good sign. Mm-hmm. You know, but then I thought, maybe as, you know, as like, as B was saying, you know, as you, it's not really a big deal depending on where you're going, you know. But granted, there was an officer in there, which I thought was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But I was in like Upper Marlboro, like by the courthouse, Upper Marlboro. I was like, what really pops off? Nothing pops off.
Were there more than 20 black people there?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
No, but I mean, but really, what? Nothing really pops off in that part of Upper Marlboro, like seriously, you know, like I said, it was like courthouse, you know, so it was like deep, you know, down the road. It wasn't like it was up the street and around the corner. So
I don't know.
So then I, you know, so anyway, so I was just curious. I was like, how does that work out these days? You know, what do people do? So
I think it's just, I think it's an old school thing. I mean, I think, you know, millennials don't really care about that, but they, I think it's more of an old school type appeal to it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. But she breaking out the phone.
No, they both broke out the phone.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Which I was like, ooh.
Maybe they were texting each other.
No.
We gotta find out what that's
are you
all
enjoying
about.
Yourself?
With the millennials. Yes.
Right. Yes. They're really, it just, I don't know, at some point it was like they got their food and the conversation just kind of was like, womp, womp, womp. Right. So that's why I was like, this must be like a first date. Then it made me think, I wonder if this is like a Tinder date. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like a, you know, well, I would think they're younger than POF.
I think I would have asked. I would say, excuse me.
You know what?
It's a first date.
I mean, to be honest with you, as many cocktails as we had, I'm surprised nobody went over there.
I would have asked. I would have went over there and asked because I need to know.
I was honestly surprised. What's the problem?
You don't like the way he looked. You don't like the way she looked.
I mean, they both were cute.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
I would have asked.
That's like the youngins don't care
about what?
About being all politically correct and everything.
Yeah, I would have asked. That's what I said. I would have went over there and asked because I'd say, I'm just observing you and I just need to know what's the problem. You know, because I'm just like that. Just for future reference, I would tell them, you know, I'm a part of a podcast and dating is, you know, one of the things we talk about. And I just need to know.
Right.
What's
some
of the issues that you have as far as this date is concerned?
I'm telling you, if we were in our right space, I would have totally gone over there. But I was like, ugh, they look so bored with each other. I figured the conversation would have been dry.
I know, but I would have spiced it up because I was kind of figuring out.
Yeah, I wasn't interested. But anyway. Yeah. All right. So. I'm going to ask one more question before we go to break. So this, I kind of feel like this question is familiar, but y'all can tell me whether or not I answered it because the way I had the questions written down, for some reason, they went all crazy and haywire. So I don't know if, you know, if stuff has been answered, if it wasn't, I don't know what happened. So anyway, so the next question is, what does it mean when someone says, know your worth?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because I've never heard a guy say that before. I think, isn't that like a woman's thing? Know your worth, girl, and you gotta know your worth.
Why gotta be like
you
that?
You gotta break out the calculator and figure out your worth.
No.
Because that's a woman thing. I never heard a guy, and B, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but have you ever heard a guy say to another guy, man, know your worth?
Okay, wait a minute.
Maybe you guys say it differently.
No, we don't say it differently. Yeah. We don't say shit like that, okay? We just don't do it. But I understand what women saying, hey, know your worth. And I get it. But here,
no, what you guys say is, she ain't worth it, man. She ain't worth it.
No, we never say that either.
Bullshit.
No, we just say get another
one. Oh, that's bullshit. No. You know, I have a lot of guy friends. Mm-hmm. I have heard
she ain't worth it.
She ain't worth it.
But, I mean, yeah, but we say that she ain't worth it, but it's a big difference than know your worth.
Y'all put it on her. You don't address yourselves.
Why should we? Well, the thing about why should we?
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just turned around.
I understand the fact that, you know, when I hear women say know your worth, and I always look at them when they say
that. What does it mean when someone says know your worth?
I think what it should mean is basically know the value that you bring into the relationship. You got to understand your value as it adheres to the relationship. A lot of people, men and women, they'll sit there and they'll try to let the value of the other person dictate their value, and you can't do that. If this person is not meeting your standard, no matter how much you try and hope and love and pray that this person is not meeting your standard, or you hope they will, you got to understand your worth into the relationship. And sometimes you got to be able to walk away, no matter how much you love this person, how much you want them to do better and everything like that. But if they're bringing your value down, in other words, treating you poorly, you got to understand your worth, your self-worth in this relationship as it adheres to you. And I just think so many people just sit back and go on that emotional roller coaster and knowing that someone is foul, male or female, and they'll try to stick it out because they're hoping that this person is going to help them bring up their self-worth. And that's what I'm saying. It's called self-worth. Know the value of yourself and what you bring to the relationship that's valuable. And if that person doesn't meet you, then walk away.
Oh my gosh, if I didn't have my phone in my hand, I would slow clap right now for you. Like, that may have been in, 12 episodes? The most coherent shit you have said.
Ever.
You know,
ever.
You know, I'm trying to do things. I just said I'm kind of a kinder, gentler person.
Sure.
You know. Ooh, Sonya. I stumped everybody.
You know why I always let y'all go first.
I mean, I feel like know your worth to me is not really is having standards. having standards even before you get into a relationship, knowing what you are going to accept and what you're not going to accept even before you even get into a relationship. I mean, and don't, and you know, and don't kind of waver. And I'm not saying, oh, he has to be 6'9", he has to be tall. I'm not talking about those statistics. I'm talking about, you know, I you know, just basically, okay, so I don't sleep on a first date, or, you know, the man that I date has to have a job, you know, or, you know, I'm just not going to, you know, if a man tries to raise his hand to me, he's out. Or even if he raises his voice to me, he's out. No, just there's certain standards that women have to have in just in general, just even before you go into even to date somebody else, just know what you're going to accept as a just as a human being and what you're not going to accept. And from there, everything should kind of flow organically. And if you meet somebody that is not kind to you or nice to you, you'll be able to notice. You'll be able to see that right away. Don't stay. Don't try to say, oh, he'll change. It's not, because people don't change. A lot of mistakes women make is like, oh, they try to wait for, you know, the person to change. It, you are who you are, especially, you know, especially in your, you know, when you get older. But it is what it is. So you have to learn how to say, you know what, I just got to walk away. But yeah, just having, knowing your worth is having standards and just sticking to them. Point blank in the story. I mean, but not the superficial standards. Like, he has to look this way, he has to make this amount of money. It's not about that. It's about character. It's about your morals. It's about values. It's about all that stuff, to me, for knowing your worth. That's my interpretation.
Well,
it's just another ghetto proverb.
What? You know what?
I was waiting for that.
I mean, for real.
Ghetto love is a law that we live by.
Because okay, first of all, if somebody has to tell you that, that means you're worth as low as fuck.
Yeah, there's artists
so, out here. And so what usually happens, as in most things in life, when you're told about something you're not doing good, you overcorrect. So now you come out your mouth with shit that you're not that worthy of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was a ratchet hoe when I met you. But now all of a sudden,
moratorium on hoe.
You know, right. But all of a sudden now you want to be treated with respect when you haven't done a damn thing to earn said respect. But you want to talk to me about your worth? Clearly, the treatment you're getting dictates what that person feels your worth is.
Well, true. I mean,
and don't get me wrong, you might be dealing with somebody whose shit is fucked up, and you actually might be worth more than that. But a lot of times you kind of know that, and you'll be like, you know what? I'm better than this shit. I'm out of here. And, it, you know, it doesn't, a lot of times, I mean, I don't know. I just hear that bullshit thrown. I mean, it just sounds so cute. And usually, you know, them little ghetto proverbs have a little rhyme to it or a little, I mean, what's the, you know, don't be nobody's, what's the queen?
Don't be nobody's mattress.
No, don't be nobody's. Don't.
Welcome, Matt.
Don't make anybody your priority that does or something. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, all that kind of little cutesy-wootsy bullshit. Ghetto proverbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you need all those riddles and rhymes and shit to make you feel better about yourself, you got bigger issues.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay.
You gotta start somewhere.
It is very cliche because it's kind of like hashtag bless, hashtag keep the faith, hashtag
too blessed to be stressed.
Right. I mean, so yeah, it is something that people use a lot. But I mean, and I'm going to be honest, I actually have used that on a friend because I felt like she lost herself in a relationship and I don't think she knew her worth, meaning she was 10 motherfucking times better than this dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sure, you know, sometimes we fall and we forget and we have bad self-esteem at some points. Sure. Whatever, you know. Or we get in that relationship and we just like, let me try to make this work. Like I think, you know, you guys said, you get in a relationship, you're like, let me try to make this work. I know it can work, you know. And I don't want to say necessarily it's like, let me change this person. Mm-hmm. But I mean, in a kind of,
what you fight for,
you know, right. You're fighting for it. And you're like, you know what? Maybe if I put all of this behind that person, I can help this person, give them confidence and give them the boost of energy or give them the boost of self-worth that they need to do better. You know, and I've said to her before, I was like, yo, you are straight up Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, you are always trying to help somebody.
But that's actually reverse, queen.
No, it's not. Because, no, and I'll tell you why. She is always trying to save somebody. And I'm telling her, no, you got to do better. You don't need to deal with this trash ass dude or dudes. You don't need to deal with them. Know your worth and know what you can accept or what you should accept and who should be in your corner for you, who should ride for you. Because at times she didn't really think of herself as that high up on the totem pole and that beautiful woman that she was or she is. And she didn't think about herself that way, you know. And a really on the outside, and a lot of times I think people forget, when you're on the outside looking in, shit is way easier, of course. But I had to tell her and I had to remind her. And again, sure, that's a cliche terminology, but I had to remind her, you know, that's a trash ass dude. Get rid of him.
But hear me out. If she's feeling that she can uplift someone, to me that means I can get that person up to where I am. So I know my worth. I'm bringing you up.
How long are you going to do it though?
Right.
But that doesn't make me not know my worth. I know my worth because clearly I don't see that you're at the level I'm at. So I'm bringing you to me. Now maybe I need to stop being Captain Save-A-Ho, but it doesn't necessarily mean you don't know their worth. The person in that situation that needs to know their worth is the person that's down.
Well, I don't give a shit about him.
I understand. I mean, you know, take it out of this situation.
Right. No, I can't because I initially brought up the person that I'm talking about.
Okay, so take two people in a similar situation. Okay? If someone is trying to uplift someone else, the person that's trying to do the uplifting isn't the one that needs to know their worth.
But didn't she?
They need to know when to walk away.
But didn't she? Sonia said, you have to know who you're dealing with and have to know whether or not that person is worthy. Because some people, like, don't want to change. Like, you can't change a person that don't want to be changed.
And they like to take advantage.
You know what I'm saying? And I 100% agree with that. You can't change anybody that doesn't want to be changed. You know? And it's like, so if you in this relationship and this person, I can see, again, I'm on the outside. I can see it slowly pulling you down to their level. You have forgotten yourself. You've forgotten who you are.
Somebody is being pulled down.
Right.
Now, but that's what I'm saying. That's where that comes in.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you think you can raise this person to your level. They're not changing.
Right. I mean, because I've been in relationships where, not that I'm better than anybody, but I'm
not. It's not about being better.
I understand. Yeah, I'm making it clear to the listeners.
Yeah. It's not that
I'm thinking I'm better than someone, but I know, like, I see potential in someone.
Sure.
And I feel that maybe with my presence or maybe with my push or maybe with my encouragement or whatever, I can get them on a better track.
Sure. And I do understand that.
But that doesn't mean I don't know of my worth.
But how long?
I feel that my worth is such that I can, you know, put some of it on them and kind of lift their shit up.
But if that person is not willing to change, how long then are you supposed
my
to
thing
do
is,
that?
Okay,
for?
Right. And in that situation, I need to know when to go. But I'm not going to let them drag me down.
Which is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's where the difference is.
Yeah.
If they're starting to be, because usually, like, if I try and you not coming, then it's peace. I'm not going to lose my worth behind you.
Right, but see, okay.
But if your friend is letting them get dragged down, now I can see what you're saying.
Right, and even let's even say, like, she's initially, you know, it wasn't even a drag down situation. Let's just say initially it wasn't. And you are in it, and you're like, maybe I can help this person do X, Y, and Z. Maybe I can help them go back to school or give them the motivation, you know, and I'm printing out, you know, things to help them go back to school or maybe get a different type of job or I'm doing this to help them. You know, and that person's not willing to change because you can't change somebody that don't want to be changed, you know, or that doesn't want to do anything different. If you want to stay home and be that dude or that, I will even say, or that girl that's like, I'd rather play video games and, you know, or whatever, because I looked for a job and then, yeah, that job is really not for me, whatever, whatever. And you out there still doing your thing and busting your ass and getting your life, and that person's not trying to come up. So I say that all to say, it's like, I understand what it means. And again, I feel like it is a very cliche thing. I won't say, you know, it's necessarily got a proverb, because I've seen that everywhere. But I just feel like a lot of people just don't know exactly what it means. Because, you know, again, on the outside looking in, I think it's easier for me to tell people, you know, hey, this is what I see, you know, and they don't know themselves what's going on or whatever. And I would rather for somebody that's a good friend to me to tell me, you know, what they see, you know what I'm saying, versus me going through some shit or, you know, and it's like I hit rock bottom because I done got dragged down by that dude. And I'm looking at my friends like, God damn, where were y'all? How come you ain't help me?
But if your friends told you, would you do it? Because I know a lot of people who are dragged down or have been dragged down, and their friends and family would go, that dude, you need to get rid of him. You need to get this and whatever. And guys, too, you need to get rid of that chick and say, hey, look, you know, would you take their advice? Because I've seen a lot of times when people tell you that, you still won't take it. So really, it really comes down to knowing how you feel and your worth, and when to say enough is enough. Because No matter how many people will tell you, girl, you need to let that nigga go, or you need to
let that chick go or whatever.
And people, no, you don't understand. I love them. And da, da, da. So sometimes it really goes down to, you have to sit down, because I would say self-preservation is the first thing. And if that person's not your child and it's not from your flesh, then your first obligation is to self.
Mm. Can I ask y'all? Okay. So as the friend, you know, on the other side, what do you do? How long do you tell them? And this is not even a dating question. This is just a human being question a question for me. I'm asking, how long do you listen to this person tell you that, oh, you know, it's okay, I'm working it out, we'll see what happens, you know, blah, 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 boop, bop. And it's like, and then you listen to them, and they're like, well, guess what? Today he did this, or today she did that. Like, how long as a friend do you listen to them before you just like, you know what? I'm tapping the fuck out. I can't even listen to this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say as a friend, and if you're a true friend, as long as they need to tell you, you don't have to give any advice. You don't even have to say anything. You can just say, yeah, I know what you mean, man. Well, I know what you mean, girl. You don't have to give them no advice. Just listen to them, because sometimes they just want to, because you know, some people don't want to hear what you got to say. They just want to air it out. And so you just let them air it out as long as they need to and go, okay. And as a true friend, at the end of the day, you just say, hey, you know.
Not
I
me.
I feel like Sonya's face. She don't believe you. She ain't with you on that.
No, because I mean.
You tell me.
Just like parking
then
lot
Then you
love.
Better be a love. Well, yeah, parking lot love. If you tell me, then that means that you are telling me because you want me to tell you how I feel.
But I'll
listen the first 2-3 times. If it's the same song again after the third time, I'll be like, look. You done told me this about 2 times. When the hell you gonna get tired of it? Because I'm tired of hearing it.
But again,
I'm tired of hearing the shit.
But like, if she tell you that 2 or 3 times, you're tired of hearing it, you're gonna go and berate her and say, you need to get your shit together, girl.
No, I don't tell her she needs to get together. I just say, I'm tired. You sound like you tired. You obviously are tired because you're talking to me about the damn thing. Make a change or shut the hell up.
But she's gonna continue sailing. And it's not, and you as a friend, see, that's the whole thing. As a friend, you're gonna keep listening. No, even if you're tired, you will still listen. I know you will, because Diego. That's the thing, you will. I have friends like that.
What I'm saying. You gonna tell me?
I'm gonna tell you. Something.
If it was not your female friends, your guy friends.
And I would listen.
You trying to
to
tell me?
I have a guy friend who was going through a situation, and every day, and I know he was in his feelings. Because I mean, guys, we're different.
No, y'all not.
No,
y'all
saying,
act like y'all are, but y'all not.
Y'all got feelings.
When I say we're different, I mean the fact that I'm not gonna sit there and have an ice cream party and come over there with the Haagen-Dazs, a pizza, and girl, we're going to hug it out.
But you over there with beer or whiskey.
No, well, I don't do that. But
no, I'm saying, well, because you don't drink. Right. But I'm saying, but other dudes will come over there with whiskey or beer or strippers or take you to a strip club. Right. So,
but if my man wants
come on, man.
I had a friend, and he was in his feelings about a particular woman that he was really into. And I knew he was in his feelings. And I heard about it for a week. And for a week, I just listened to him.
Ain't shit.
Well, I'm just saying, but it happened for a week. And after a week, I listened to the same story over and over again because I knew he was feeling. And I just let him get it out. And I didn't add any commentary to it. I just listened. And sometimes that's what you got to do as a friend. You just got to listen. Because being a friend is not always about the good times. Sometimes it's about being inconvenient.
And
so
true.
I just listen.
I'm calling shenanigans.
For me, I make it clear. Like, when they start talking to me, I'm like, now, are you asking me for my opinion or you just need to get some shit off your chest?
Right.
Because if you want my opinion, you may not like it. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm gonna shoot from the hip.
Right. An ear is different.
But I found that no one wants your opinion. I don't care who it is. If a person's stuck on someone, I have a friend of mine who's been stuck on stupid for 5 years. And they don't want your opinion. They want to talk to you. But if you tell them the truth, they don't want to hear. And I found that the people don't want to hear the truth. Mm-hmm. They want a sounding board.
Well,
and
see, so when that's the case, why B is right. You ask, you want my opinion? Right.
But that's or what you I'm saying. Right. I'm going to give it to you. We're going to get it straight.
Right.
And then the next time you start talking, I'm going to be like, do me a favor, say that. Mm-hmm. We rapped about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We going party. What we doing? Because we're not going to keep rehashing this topic. It's either you're going to make a change or you're going to realize at some point the problem is not them, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go on.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to keep, I gave you that opportunity, that space or whatever. You said you ain't want to hear what I had to say, or you said you did want to hear what I had to say, and I gave it to you. We moving on past it.
But like I said, a lot of people, sometimes they keep on. Like I said, I have friends who, they keep going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I just look at them and go, and I just listen.
Hey, B, what you doing tonight? Yeah. Oh, shit, nigga, I'm on a date. I'll holler at you.
Oh, yeah, or don't answer the phone. Sometimes exactly. You don't feel like hearing it. You look at it and go to voicemail or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, and sometimes you pick up and go, okay, you know they're going to say the same thing because they need to. You know, I always say people always want the truth, but they really don't. They want to hear their truth.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And that's all that really matters. They want to hear their truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
But you're not going to get it if you call me.
But, you know, that's just the way it is.
Just make sure you say it up front. Mm-hmm. But anyway. So, guys, we're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back.
You could buy me diamonds. You could buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Dinner lit by candles. Run my bubble bath. Make love tenderly to last and last. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Wanna please, wanna keep, wanna treat your woman right. Not just dough, but a show that you know she's worth your time. Lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth. Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees her.
When he sees her.
And a real woman knows a real man ain't afraid to please her. And a real woman knows a real.
See you.
DJ B-Side, show them what you got. Be on point, son.
Man, I've been stuck on this for weeks.
That's a good song.
I'm like, yeah, you need to pass that song on.
Yeah, that's nice. What's the name of that?
I feel like we all need that.
Yeah, that's Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I
we
like
all,
that.
We
Stapleton.
All need that.
I'm going to put that on my iPod.
Right? Okay. He was like, I need to put that on my iPod. Like, where they do that at?
Right.
But anyway. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to bring it back to some feedback, which we greatly appreciate this feedback because, first of all, thank you for writing it because you took some time, okay? And if anybody else out there want to take some time and send us some feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437 if you want to send us a voicemail, that would be dope too. But I will remind you guys, eventually, we're going to run out of questions. And I know in your day-to-day life, things pop up and you have questions or something is weird. You're like, okay, I need another opinion. Hit up your Dating Sucks crew. Wait, I'm sorry. Dating Sucks question mark crew. Hit us up. And I mean, like, we can help you out. I mean, like, we don't have to say, hey, you know, Susie from Iowa sent this question. Or Jennifer from New Orleans sent this question. We don't have to mention your name. But like, we're not about that life. We just take the questions and we ask them. And hopefully you'll get a chance to hear what we got to say. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let me get into this feedback because it's long and I try not to drink anymore before I read it because eventually it's going to start sounding like skidoo bop 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 and then y'all won't understand what the hell I said. All right, on the would you move to an... Oh, okay, so this is the question we had about moving to another country for love. So our feedback says, on the would you move to another country for love, I would say yes. I've been in Paris for a while. And if I can move over there for a job that I don't love, I figure I can move for a person that I do. Word. And side note, I think I've met Queen's friend. She does seem to be living her best life. Shout out to her and shout out to you for knowing who I'm talking about because we're probably talking about the same person, okay? And I think that's dope. Okay, so they're going to say, living abroad really does open your mind to the possibilities of the USA not being the best. But it is still home. It takes a while living somewhere that is so far away to consider it home. Like being from DC and Puerto Rico are two different places, but if you have loved ones and or family in those places, I can see how they would both be home. Right? I think son, you talked about that too. All right, but when you are so far, it isn't just the love that makes it feel or not feel like home. When you don't speak the language, but your boo does, they become your access to everything, and then that can be a challenge in your relationship. Being across the ocean and 6 hours ahead of your family and the closest friends can be isolated, even when you are with your significant other, and that makes sense. Because it's like, if you are somewhere and you don't know the language and everybody else around you, it can sound like bop, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop, skitty, boop, bop. And you're like,
and no family and friends.
Like, and you don't know what to do.
Yeah,
so
have no support system.
Right. So I can totally, totally understand that. So the other question says, if my significant other was still close friends with an ex, I don't know, and I knew about it then, I would be like, well, why'd you break up? If I didn't know they were friends and I found out, I would have a problem with that. I'm sure Diego would agree. If they were friends, right, he's giving you the thumbs up right now. If they were friends, but I didn't know they were previously in a relationship, I would have a problem with that as well. I have some serious questions as to why this relationship is so important to them when it would make me so uncomfortable, because I would be uncomfortable with your giggity, giggity, goo. You said that like 500 times on that show.
Giggity, giggity.
Right, giggity, giggity. In this day and age, I don't feel that if you have any contact with a person of the opposite sex, it should be that excessive. Whether it's an ex or not, there are some lines that are being crossed. I don't think I would not try to control who my partner talked to, as in I would never tell him, you cannot talk to the person. We are all so connected with social media and small actual social circles, which is true. The DMV, like everybody know everybody. For me to have a hard line that you cannot speak to, you cannot ever speak to someone. I say this as someone who does not talk to anyone I used to smash. Okay. Nobody? Okay. And if, let's say he is friends with his ex-cousin, I'm not going to be like, nah, you can't hang out with him because he's your ex-girl. Wait a minute, what? Wait, what?
She from Kentucky?
Right, I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time to make sure I mess up. And if, let's say, he is friends with an ex's cousin. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, with an ex's cousin. Okay, wait a minute, huh? I'm not going to be like, nah, y'all can't hang out with him because he's your ex's girl. Okay, it's fine. Nah. That's not for me to control. As long as I know about it and there are no secrets kept, I would not have a problem. I would have a problem with someone who wanted to control who I had contact with in the situation Queen described, including people who are important to me. Mm-hmm. It's all about being open. Secrets from your mate are a non-starter unless you are surprising them with a birthday party or with some diamonds. Anyway, hope y'all are well, love the show, and hope your 2018 is wonderful and prosperous and full of, wealthonogamy? I think that was the word, because they said, is that the word y'all made up, wealthonogamy? I think like B was something close.
No, that was Reese.
No, because it was, I thought you were, no, I think that was you.
Was that mine?
Yeah, I think it was wealth and monogamy, or it was wealth and matrimony or something. Wealthonogamy. I think that was, yeah, that was an IDS.
I was high.
Oh, okay. Enjoy. Very well then. So, yeah. So, thank you. And I hope your 2018 is wonderful and prosperous and wealthonogamy.
Okay.
Wealth and monogamy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hoping that for you too. And thank you so much for sending that feedback, because we need that.
Absolutely.
Because we want to know, like, you know, it's one thing for people to tell us verbally or via text message, but we want that feedback so, you know, one, we know people are listening.
Absolutely.
Two, we know, like, y'all paying attention to what we talking about.
Let them be a shining example of what the rest of you can achieve. Know your worth, listeners.
Oh, boy.
Damn, no, get your feedback game up.
Uh-oh, okay.
And speaking of feedback, what happened to the feedback king?
That's on IDS. I haven't heard
that king
that
is
in
on
a long time.
That's true.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So thank you for sending that feedback. We greatly appreciate it. I'm like, it's so dope to get some feedback from Patty.
Oh.
She's in Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because y'all probably blacked out while I mean, it,
no,
while I was reading
that. Blacked out while I just,
mm-hmm. But they said there were like 6 hours from family and friends. I said that like in the beginning.
Yeah.
But yeah, so shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Yes.
And if we do have the same friend, we'll eventually run into each other. So, because I love Paris. Yeah,
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Me too.
All
right. So we're going to move on because we have two more questions to go. And I don't know how long these are going to take. So we're going to go ahead and move on to these questions. So thanks again for the feedback. Again, if you have any, indeepshow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437. If you want to leave a voice. Mm-hmm. All right. So next question. I'm sorry. Oops. Was that outside? That wasn't my inside voice?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Oopsie. If your friend wants to introduce you to someone and they send you a pic and you can clearly see the person probably isn't that at their best, let's just say. Not at their best. Would you say something to your friend, or would you just say, nah, I'm not even going to meet that person? Like, would you give the other person a pass, or like, what would you do?
No, I'd be like, what the hell is this? I'm like, no, you got to send me something else for me to even try to consider going out with this motherfucker right here. get another picture, okay? And don't send me this crap. Then if the next one is whack, then I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm a pat. But it depends. Yeah, it depends on how whack it is. But I mean, it depends on how whack it is. I mean, if you just look crazy, then it's gonna be a no. But you know what? Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover.
What the fuck?
What if the cover's dirty?
No, well, I don't do dirt.
How you know?
But see, my friend would not introduce me to no dirty man. Like, you know what I mean? No, my friends aren't dirty.
What if he's not dirty? What if it, like, let's say, okay, maybe he has on like a t-shirt and some sweatpants, and there's not even good sweatpants where you can see what he working with.
But construction, he dirty. You know
what
I'm saying?
Like, what if he just has on like a vest?
Real nice.
Right. What if he has on a work vest and it's like a one of them fluorescent joints and
he got a job
and a work hat?
We can work it out.
So basically, you don't care.
So you will fuck with a dirty book.
Yeah, dirty book.
Look. Clean up. Get them fingernails together. We'll talk. We have some coffee. No, we'll see what it's all about.
But you based it on the picture. First picture, second picture.
Well, I got to see. The
first picture, he looked like Dirt McGirt. And like, so that's what I said. So would you be like, yo, send me another picture?
Yeah.
Or tell your friend, no, I'm good.
No, I'd be like, I mean, of course she's not going to send you a picture. You know your friend's going to, she's going to have stats to come along with it. She's not just going to send you a picture. She's going to be like, yeah, I think he's perfect for you. You know, blah, blah. You know, y'all both like this. Y'all both like the same things. You know, I mean, if your friend's trying to hook you up, she's going to have to sell them to you. So, of course, she's hooking you up because she feels like you two are going to be compatible. And then, of course, hopefully a story will come. Oh, girl, I'm going to send you a work picture because, you know, he's at work. But I'll see if I can get a you know, picture where he's cleaned up. And then, you know, I mean, if she really wants to hook y'all up, she's going to try her best to do what she can. And hopefully that's your friend and not just somebody trying to set you up. But, I mean, my friends are good people, so I would trust my friend to hook me up with somebody who she thinks would be compatible with me.
Well, would you trust my likes friends? And my... Your friends are busted. So
no, they're not.
Yes, I see some of your friends.
My friends are
busted. Your friends are busted like a can of biscuits. Busted.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
My friends have shimmer. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shimmer?
Shimmer.
Shit, only shimmer comes in a bottle. That's the only shimmer they have. Their friends
are
busted.
My friends are shimmery, okay?
Your friends are busted. No, I've seen your friends.
No, you only. No, you. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I've seen your friends. All right, Diego. I asked you the question.
That's not coming from me.
If someone sends you a picture. And you know, maybe they send a picture of that person and they're not at their best.
Oh, well, you know.
What you going to do?
I'm like Sonya over here. First of all, my boy going to come with the stats because, you know, the stats are important. You know, I need to know the TNA. I need to know the feet and the teeth, you know.
I'm going to say, you're not into ass.
Well, I mean, TNA, I mean, a nice body. I mean, just kind of, you know.
But like,
a
ass
nice
don't,
body.
Like, it's not that.
No, nice. Ass is not a deal breaker because when you bend everybody over, they got an ass. So the bottom line is, that's not a deal breaker. But what I'm saying
don't
is.
Don't ask me why I know that, guys.
So what I'm saying is the fact that as long as they have a nice, complimentary body, that's what I'm saying. As long as their body is nice. Not that they have to be in tip top shape or anything like that, but, you know, they can't be shaped like a zero.
What if it's a headshot?
Oh, ain't fucking no headshot. Last time I fucked, I've never fucked a head. Well, I have fucked a head, but not a head by itself. It was attached to something. But I digress. But what I'm saying is, you know, you gotta have, I mean, if someone showed me a picture and they look like, you know, just totally tore from the frame, from the picture, I would say, first of all, nigga, why would you even show me this? And second of all, why would she even present this as her picture to show? So if that's your first presentation of sending a picture to show, yeah, I'm gonna say no, I'm gonna pass. Because that's your first picture you're gonna send out to anyone to show. Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that one. Because, you know, if you're looking grubby, where I'm gonna take you? I mean, besides, you know, a bathroom or something like that. But other than
boy, that, you don't even know that person just had a bad day or not.
Oh, you don't fuck about your bad day?
I'm saying, you don't know.
If you show in a picture and say, hey, man.
She could be that girl from last time that we taped where she was rich and you could be like, can I massage your tooties? And then, you'd be missing
but he
out.
Said, but again, he just said about that. Now, if he said on the stats, she's loaded and it all depends how I'm feeling that day. I say, maybe, but if she's busted, no, I'm not going to talk to her. You know, now, again, it all depends on the time of day. I say I could meet her at night around 12. You know, have a little coffee.
You know
like
what?
I can't pour coffee at midnight.
Right.
That's prime. 7-Eleven. That's prime WYD or SUP hours. Mm. I don't want no coffee.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you bust it down. I'm going to meet you in the parking lot. We do like a cross meet in the parking lot in the car. Hey, what's up? Get out. All right, then. But I mean, really, honestly, I'm going to say no. I'm going to pass. I'm sorry. I just don't do dusty pictures. So.
Okay.
Some people look better in person.
Depending on how whack the picture is, I think I might say, what the fuck do you actually think of me to send that shit to me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I know my worth. Don't you listen to the motherfucking Date and Suck show? My worth, bitch. I'm above that.
You know what?
I am all that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I am so much worth. I'm worth way more than that.
Gully monkeys to my presence. What are you doing?
How dare you?
But then after I meet her, fucking then, you know, after, you know, I'm kidding.
Parking lot love.
We kid because we laugh. But no, I mean, I was seriously, I would question, like, you know, what are your thoughts of me? Like, to think that that's a good go for me.
I hear you.
And how much money that bitch owe you?
Yeah, really.
I would be thinking, what are your motives? And clearly, you don't like that person. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to hook me up, and you know I haven't dated in like a second. And you're like, hey, I have this really nice guy. He's like super dope. And you send me like a busted ass picture of him. I'm gonna question our friendship. I'm gonna question, like, what are you doing and why would you do that to me?
How long you been trying to fuck me?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Like, I would just be like, what is your motive? Like, are you trying to get with him and you really don't technically want to introduce him to me? You just kind of like playing it off. I don't know what you're trying to do, but I think, depending on my relationship with the person, I would be like, yo, I'm going to need another picture. And if you send me another picture and it's like the same kind of picture, I'll be like, you know what? I'm good. Mm-hmm. Me and my rabbit, we have been dating for a minute and we do great things together I'm fine.
Great things.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something. Now, what if they say... Fine. What if their response is, you know, that's the only real picture I have of them. But look,
lies.
But they're like, they're really cool. Why don't you just come and meet us for drinks and then make your assessment from that.
You know what? In the day of social media, that's a lie, son. Because everybody has multiple pictures, whether it's a glamorous picture of you, you've used Facetune or something where you look better. Now, granted, now if I see you in person, I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the person that was in the picture. That's different. But if you send me a busted ass picture of a person in the beginning, to me, that's a red flag because I'm like, okay, clearly either you don't like me or you don't like the person or you trying to hook yourself up with the person in the picture. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just too many ways to take pictures of people. I'm like, you can hang out with your friend and be like, selfie. Like, right. We're going out and you have on your lipstick and your makeup and your face is beat. Selfie, click. Or you just came from the hair salon. Selfie, click. You know what I mean? Like, how many times dudes take just as many pictures these days as women. But, you know, you can send her, like, I'll say Diego, let's say if it was you. Like, your friend could be like, hey, I want you to meet somebody. Here's a picture of her. Or, hell, she's on POF or she's on Tinder. Here's a picture of her. You know, whatever, whatever. Like, you're not just going to be like, oh, one picture and I'm done. You're going to be like, one picture and where's the rest of her?
Right.
That's a face shot. I need the body, full body. Full body. I want a hair picture. Like, I want her shit blowing in the wind.
Right. I need proof of life.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want, like, more.
Right. I mean, and you know, you run into a lot of women go, I don't take a lot of pictures. Lies you tell half
a honestly, I don't. I don't take a lot of selfies.
You don't take a
lot of selfies.
I really
honestly don't.
Not saying you take a lot of selfies, but you do have pictures of yourself that you can put out there. And you know, I run into women, I don't take pictures. And then you look at their phone, they got a billion pictures of themselves in there. Like, bitch, please. you know, you don't take a lot of pictures or put it out there because you're ugly or something wrong with you.
So how do we feel about the friend then? Like, before I move on to the next question, like, what would you say to your friend?
We're questioning her.
I'll be questioning my friends, like, nigga, do you see me? Do you see me? Do I even look like I would even be
look
with something
here,
like that?
Then look over there. Yeah. Look over here. Yeah. Then look over there.
I mean, I'd be questioning that shit off, like, somebody that I dated and I see the next person you mess with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, don't give me the
start. Do you think I look like that, nigga? The fuck?
Don't get me started on that one, because I be sitting up there like, I be thinking, wait a minute. And especially when a person say that you're handsome, then you see the last person they dated. Like, what is the fuck is your definition of handsome then?
Right.
Because that means you take anything.
I mean, clearly, I am. But did you say that to him too?
Yeah, I'm sitting up there like, that's a spec like that. Because I was like, wait a minute.
All right, I think we're going off.
Okay, we're going off.
Track. Okay, we're doing. Okay, we're about to open up some shit. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next question and the last question. Right. Because I feel like this is, okay. I'm trying to save lives. Know your worth, guys. Know your worth. So, okay. Now, this is a question. It's like, I know we're already an hour in. But this is like a 400-part question. Mm-hmm. And I can't answer it. Or, wait a minute, hold on. Or, B, do you think I should I save it for the next time? Or can I go ahead and go with it? Because it really is like a three-parter. I mean, I've had this question for like, I'm going to say damn near a year. Maybe 2 years. So, I mean, it's going to invoke conversation, at least I hope, time-wise.
I mean, just
all right, let's see what, okay, let's see what happens.
Spit it out.
Okay, so can a relationship, okay, you don't have to do that here. Can a relationship work if there is a status disparity, like, i.e., she's a CEO, and he works at Target? And then the second part is, because there are really like three parts to this question.
All right, well, let's do the first part.
Okay. Can a relationship work if there's a status disparity?
Absolutely.
She's a CEO and he works at Target.
Absolutely. But as long as, it's funny because you would want to say that it doesn't sort of present itself as an issue in the relationship, but at the same time, it needs to be recognized in the relationship. Because if you bring it home $160,000, I'm bringing home $40,000. Well, first and foremost, our household ain't going to be a household where we splitting the bills 50-50, because I'm going to be owing you money every month after you take my whole check. So, I mean, it's going to have to be understood, you know, maybe we can, if we're going to do it like that, if we're not going to do where there's just one account and all the bills gets paid from it, then we're going to have to do something, breaking it down percentage-wise or something like that to balance it out a little bit more. But, I mean, in a way, you have to recognize it. In some ways, you have to recognize it. In some ways, you have to not let it be an issue.
This question for me is a little touchy, because men are, they're really proud and they're known for they equate their wealth with how much they make. And even though they say that they're going to be okay with it, unless there's something else that they can bring to the relationship, not only like money, you know, monetarily, but a lot of times when an argument comes up or something happens, it's probably usually gonna come up. And even if she's okay with it, if he's not secure in it, and he just feels like, well, I'm gonna just try to ride, you know, I'm gonna try to just work it out, I'm gonna try to just get over myself, it seems like it always comes back. And it won't even be like maybe she's saying anything about it, but a lot of men have a hard time with that, with especially us. I'm not talking about like an extra $2,000-$3,000 more. I'm talking about that's a significant amount, 160 to 40. Like that's a, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if a man is gonna be okay with that. Now, if he is and he's really secure in himself and he's like, you know, I have other things to offer this relationship, then yes, it could work. But that's a really strong-minded man. He has to be really, really strong in his within himself.
That was very good. I would just say I could be Stedman all day long.
You know so. What? But Stedman got it going on.
No,
though.
No, I'm not saying it, but he don't make Oprah money. Stedman makes Stedman money. Oprah make Oprah money. So
does Stedman make any money?
He does.
Yeah, he makes some money. Yeah, he can pay the cable bill.
Yeah, and no, so, he makes more than that. No,
but what TVs in that motherfucker? Yeah. That's a lot of boxes.
But it's like, you know, I think it can work if both parties are comfortable in the situation and the woman will never overstep her boundaries as far as emasculating the man. Because sometimes, even in the most heated argument, if you ever say, well, I'm the one who does this and, you know, start doing that, then that's definitely a red flag. I mean, you know, a foul on the play. And it could lead to a lot of, because once you say those words, even in anger, you can never take it back. Because that's going to be in my mind, that, oh, that's what you really feel, that, oh, I'm not pulling my weight because you make more than I do because you, whatever degrees or whatever, you know, fortune has fallen grace upon you, that you make more than me. But if you're together and we are actually working together as a unit and you just happen to make more than I do, you know, not significantly much more, but, you know, a little bit more than I do, then I think it's all good. Because it's all, when it's all said and done, is about the family and the growth of the family and the relationship. And so that's the way it is. But once you cross me and say those words.
Damn, why is it crossing you?
Because you crossed me, goddamn it. Okay. And you say those goddamn words to me, like, you ain't waking up.
They'd be like,
that's all I'm saying.
Whoa. You ain't waking up. Shut up with your broke ass. And that's, yeah, that's no, all.
Because you know a woman could cut you with that shit, with your broke ass self. Oh, shit. Then why we had to go there?
And now it's over.
We being nice, and you had to throw that into you. Like, you could talk about my dick being small.
Let me ask you a question.
You can talk about everything else, but don't talk about being a broke ass nigga. Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Diego. Right, and I'm asking you because, as a, from a man's point of view. Mm-hmm.
Which could probably be question two.
Okay, but.
No, I'm interested.
So. If you were in a relationship like that, would you want, like, if you guys, when you guys went out and did things, would you want her to, in a sense, kind of just handle things? Or would you be more comfortable, like, if, like, when y'all pull up at a venue or something, you know, she slides you, like, you know, $300-$400, so you just put that in your pocket and take care of everything tonight or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, she can take care of it. I don't feel no qualms about that. Hey, you got it, you got it. You don't have to slide me and make me look like I'm good. I can sit there and look just as cute.
would you have a problem if she was the type that said, you know, no, I actually want my man to sort of take the lead and blah, blah, blah.
If she slided to me and say, I want you to do that, I mean, I have no problem doing that. But, I mean, I'm securing my masculinity. Like, okay, you got it, that's fine.
Do you give it a change back at the end of the night?
It all depends how much. Because I might be low on pocket change.
Right,
she
slide you $500, y'all spend $350.
Yeah. He stuck it right here.
That $150 go right back to her, right, or you just going to hold on to
I'm
that?
I'm going to hold on to it.
Because you got
to
put gas in the car.
Right. I'm
going
to have to do some things. You don't got no money right now, girl. You know.
No, the reason why I was at, because I was in a situation like that, I think it was my first or second year of college, where I was seeing someone that was older. I'm a college student, and she had a career. But when we went places, you know, she would always, like, in the car, she would be like, boom, boom, you know. Right. She would slide me that, da-da-da. And so, you know, I was like, okay, that's kind of cool that right. She would, you no. know.
Because she's protecting you as a young age.
Right.
She's protecting your masculinity and making sure that you understand, okay, and feeling good about yourself. Because she just did that. You have, like, especially at a young age, you know, you're kind of like wild and everything. But so I appreciate an older woman doing that to a younger man. But if we're saying, you know, same age or a little bit, whatever the difference is. Hey, look, you got this? All right, girl. I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. I'm going to look at, you know, I'll be one of those guys be looking at the building structure when the bill comes. Like, I'm an architect all of a sudden. Like, ooh, this is pretty. You know, women can become architects when the bill comes. Ooh, look at the paintings on the wall and everything. Right. How do you think they did that, you know?
So, should I be like that?
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes, I mean, at a point in time in life, and you have to be really secure as a male. Because you, some guys, their only worth is their pocket. It really is. That's all you got to offer is your pocket. Yeah. So to them, they got to shell out that money to even feel valuable to themselves and to the woman. Mm-hmm. But if you're a real dude and you're with a real woman who's about you, you know, it is what it is. Someday you have it, some days you don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think CEO versus a target person. I think CEO is going to make more than 160, but okay. So wait, the wait. Next part of the question was, and I feel like y'all answered this, can the male ego ever get comfortable with the situation? I feel like y'all,
yeah.
you guys handled that already. So now this is the other part of the question. I'm going to ask Sonia from the BX first. Do you really feel like women can get comfortable with this situation, or is it a ticking time bomb in a relationship?
Okay, so I have to think about it. You know what? Honestly, there, I really believe, like, I'm a diehard romantic. Like, I'm about the love. And if, I mean, it depends on how shallow you are. Like, a person that's not really shallow, you can meet somebody and fall in love with them and not fall in love with their pockets and really love that person. And so if a woman really loves you, she's going to love you. She's going to love you and she's going to ride and try to work it through. It's really the man. Like, usually if a man is feeling like his ego is like, oh man, I thought I was going to be able to rock with this, but it's like, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of messed up. But if she really loves him, and if he, now mind you, he just can't be chilling on the couch, just like sucking up the funds. I mean, he has to be bringing other things to the relationship. Okay. So if he's like doing his part, you know,
he work at Target.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm saying like doing things around the house. Okay. So he might work at Target, but maybe he's good with his hands. So he's building stuff in the house. He's, you know what I mean? He's like, you know, he's changing things up. Like he's adding on a deck. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's like other things that like you can do in a relationship, or, you know, to show that, hey, I'm a team player. I can't really, you know, I don't make as much money as you do, but I'm going to show you that I'm going to make life. I'm going to make our lives a little easier. Like, everybody has something that they can contribute to the relationship.
But what if he started, you know, because I think if you are CEO and you met a guy and, you know, y'all talking and everything like that, you already know what this guy is making. Because he's saying, hey, he might have fallen down.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, right now, this is what I got to keep the lights on.
Right.
And it's not like he's going to stay at Target trying to get that manager's position.
Right.
That he's going to work there long enough.
That wasn't my last question.
And even if
y'all already answered. I mean,
yeah, the other one.
I mean, you know what I mean?
So, can she?
Yeah. Why couldn't she be that way, though?
Can she be okay with it, you mean? Yeah, or? Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm talking about him answering the question and what I was asking you. I'm saying for mansplaining. I'm saying I was asking you, can a woman ever get comfortable with the situation? You know, or is it a ticking time bomb? Like, you might come home and be like, nigga, why you on the couch playing Xbox when I'm out here getting these coins?
Right. Well, if it's like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Time. Yeah. Like, if it's that type of situation, yes, he can't be at home lamping and chilling while she's out working. But there are relationships like that where the man might make a you know, less than a woman, but he's giving into the relationship. He's not a lazy llama bean. But if he is not, and he's using her, then yeah, that's a typical ticking time bomb. She's gonna go ham on him, and that would be anybody. He could be making a substantial amount of money, almost the same as her, but whenever he comes home, he's just on that. He's on them video games. He's on the couch. He's lazy. He doesn't want to do anything. Even that is not really a good scenario. So I don't think it really matters too much about how much you're making, but how much you're both bringing into the relationship. So, yeah, that if he's sitting home while she's working, that's a ticking time bomb. If he's contributing and making life easier for both of them, doing things in other ways, because it's not all about the money all the time. There's things you can do. Then I think it'll work. That was my answer. Was that long?
No, it wasn't long. Okay, I just happened to look at B. Okay, and he was like.
B, you don't.
Again, my life is open, but I've been in a situation where I dated someone that made three times what I made, and they asked me to move in with them, and I made it clear to them that I can't afford to move in with you, you know, and, you know, of course, when you got stars in your eyes and Cupid doing this thing, you know, you're gonna see things differently. And, you know, she was like, nah, you know, it's not like that, da da da, whatever, whatever. And things were good. You know what I'm saying? I contributed as far as my income would allow me to contribute. You know, and like I said earlier, if I would have attempted to pay half her bills, I would probably owe her like $600 at the end of the month, every month. You know what I'm saying? Because her bills fit what she made.
Right.
And it's not what I made.
Right.
So, again, things were good until you get that hiccup. Right. And once you get that hiccup, now it's, you know, well, hold on, you know, I don't think things are balanced in this relationship, da, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And so now you're looking for an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but for me,
with your garbage bags and stuff.
You know, I kind of seen that movie, and I know how it ends, but I mean.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a bad move. That's a bad move. I mean, it's a hard, really, I mean, it's case-by-case situation, because I'm going to say it's a hard situation for a man. And I think in some cases for a woman, too. I think everybody has to at least come with some type of equality mm-hmm. in the relationship, because otherwise, because you don't want that person to call you out, because that's just such a hard thing on both ends, mm-hmm. male or female. You know, because a woman don't want a guy to go, well, you ain't bringing shit to the relationship but just pussy. And then all of a sudden, you just sitting there looking all stupid, because that's all you really are bringing is some pussy. That makes some good head. But other than that, you know, you don't want nobody calling you out. So I think both parties have to really be strong and dynamic in their situation to make it work. So.
All right. I feel like all right.
But nothing wrong with good head, though. Good head can get you a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, it could get you some nice things.
It does. Good head can get
head is both.
Yeah.
In this situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Good head.
Can get you some things.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Again, if you want to hit us up with some feedback, you want to be like, Diego, some trash, we accept that too. It's fine. And I will really honestly try to post some of these questions to Facebook, so the next time we have a show, we can, you know, read, get answers from Facebook too.
Can we do Facebook Live? Can we do that?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, we can maybe next show we'll like quickly... I mean, we can't do it the whole thing, cause,
right.
But, you know, maybe part of it, sure.
Right, okay.
And then you can go to our Facebook page at In Deep Show and, you know, see us. See what we look like. See what we doing. And we'll give you enough notice so you don't look how you look today. And maybe both of us have some gloss on or something.
Yeah.
And B is, you know, we might, we'll make him put on a wife beater or something so he can show off his arms. You know, whatever.
He's 6'8", y'all.
Right. Or whatever. But, you know, thank you guys. Hey, we don't all like six-pack
dudes. My
falupa
rests on the turntable.
Everybody's not down for six packs. Some of us like a little bit of belly, okay? All right.
Some of us like the one pack.
Right. It's fine.
We like the one pack.
Right. So, feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail 202-750-1437. And we thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for sharing the show. You know who you are. Thank you so much for sharing it. We greatly appreciate it. Share it with your girls, your homies, people you kind of sort of like, people that may need this information, because I feel like that's a lot of people that need this information. Okay? Thank you.
By your glance, this romance does say.